Always interesting things happening with the Johnstown Symphony Orchestra. Saturday, May 18th, the first Summit Arena of Cameron County War Memorial will be the place to be. Our friend, music director of the Johnstown Symphony, Maestro James Blatchley. Always great to talk to you, James.
So great to hear your voice and great to speak with you again as well.
Great stuff on the horizon among many interesting shows that have been done this season.
Yeah, it's just so exciting. We have these concerts coming up that are massive. They are monumental. They are epic.
You guys got a lot going on.
We do. Yeah, there's a lot of activity. You know, we put on these concerts that you all know about, but there's about 50 events that we put on a year as an organization, you know, with all our different ensembles. And yeah, huge operation. We do a lot as an organization. As you know, the season continues.
Yes, and it's amazing. You know, when I first saw this, I said to myself, not that I would ever question you because of the projects that you do are always pretty amazing. Because, you know, as I say to you all the time, and I swore I wouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it again. What are you going to do to top the next one? This is pretty amazing. The fact that your season finale is going to be at First Summit Arena at Cambria County War Memorial, the place where so many great events have happened over the years, but this one is very different in the fact that it's a rock show.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's one of the great rock bands, I think, of all time, The Police. And, of course, you know, that it's a short-lived group. You know, Sting kind of broke off and pretty early on. I mean, there's only, I don't know how many years they were together, but they created some fantastic albums in their short time together. Really brilliant music and exceptional. I mean, just the playing level for all three members of the band. It's really exciting as a musician. This music has always been, I've known this music since it came out and been a part of my musical life, you know, since I was a kid. Actually, this was my dad's favorite band.
Oh, really?
And if you know anything about my father, it's kind of surprising. He's a Renaissance specialist, so really early Renaissance polyphony. So the Sistine Chapel kind of era music is his forte. You know, he knows as much about what happened in the 15th century as you or I do about what happened last year.
Wow,
But he loved The Police. So when I was a kid, you know, we would drive around and listen to all these songs. This music has been a part of my life forever. And people really love this music. And that's why we're programming it, is because of how popular it is, but how musically satisfying it is to play and to listen to.
As a musician, something that I can tell the average person that listens is that what The Police do is not music necessarily that your average bar band could do. And so that's why, for a symphony to perform this, I can't think of too many other rock bands that would be better suited for a symphony. I can think of, you know, perhaps a couple progressive rock bands, you know, maybe Led Zeppelin, Beatles, you know, I'm sure been done before, but The Police is very special just because of the musicianship of those three members.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's so well said. That's kind of why we chose this band in particular is what's happening, the complexity of the music, the musicianship of each of the members, and these albums really hold up, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool. You kind of get to a certain age, and what once was on, you know, the popular radio station eventually makes its way to the oldies station, you know. But nothing against oldies. It's just been around for a while.
Right.
And so it's kind of classic rock. It's cool because it's classic. There's an element of it that is, you know, iconic, and and people know every word and everything. So, yeah, this will be really, really fun. And, you know, just for your listeners, some of them, I'm sure they know The Police, but some might know the songs better than, you know, the name of the band. So, you know, Every Breath You Take is, of course, one of the most iconic. Message in a Bottle, they might know. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually ends the first half on our Walking on the Moon, you know,
that's
so great. And Don't Stand So Close to Me, of course. I think people really know Roxanne, of course, you know, we'll do that as well. So basically greatest hits for Sting and The Police, and really nice band who's coming in to play the parts of The Police. And then we fill in a lot with the orchestra. So we have a lot of a big role to play. I'm looking at the scores on my desk, you know, the written music and it's a lot of notes for us to be playing and be doing it at the War Memorial. But Ian Judson is the vocalist taking on, you know, Sting, which is no no small feat. Sting is a great vocalist. He sings, if you ever try and sing along.
Yes. He's up in that talented. High register. Yeah. Yeah.
Very high tenor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a great voice and a great range. So we're glad to have him, and Catherine Rose will. We'll be seeing the backup stuff. So, no, it's a great band, and this is the first time. I just want to say, you know, I've been dreaming personally, just for myself, I've been dreaming of performing, you know, a big concert at the War Memorial since I came here, you know, quite a long time ago in 2016,
mm-hmm.
just because it's such an important venue for this community.
Right.
You know, when I was first auditioning here, I watched Slapshot, you know, I don't know, 10 times, you know, you get to know
mm-hmm.
that cult classic. But the War Memorial represents a lot for us as a community. You know, it's a really important place where people come together. And so just excited for the symphony to be down at War Memorial.
Yep.
And not the first time ever, but it's the first time in during my directorship that we're doing something like this, and a big rock concert, you know, symphony rock concert. So we're hoping to fill every seat, and you know, it won't be ice at the time. We chose this date because the ice is finally out of there
right.
in May. So it'll be great, and it won't be too cold.
That's
hope you can come without your sweater on.
Mark the calendar. Saturday, May 18th is the date, the big season finale for the Johnstown Symphony Orchestra First Summit Arena at the Cambria County War Memorial, featuring the music of the Police. And as the local history nerd, Maestro, I love telling this story. But there is a connection that the Police have to Johnstown. I don't know if you were aware of the story.
No, I want you to tell this story. I'm amazed at this connection, so go ahead.
1977, there's a flyer that's going around the campus of the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown that says, "The Police are coming." And that's when UPJ was known as Party Central. And it scared a lot of people, you know, on campus that said the Police were coming and they're going to break up some parties up there. Did not know that there were these guys, three guys from England, that are playing the UPJ Log Cabin. So they play at the UPJ Log Cabin, and they rent equipment that night from University Music, a guy named Jack Liebarger, who was the guy that owned the store up in Richland, gave them the equipment to go play for less than 50 people at UPJ's Log Cabin. And I understand, by the way, for people who were there that night, that the song Roxanne was not yet a hit, but it was being played on radio, and they actually performed Roxanne three times that night. And then within a matter of weeks, these guys become popular. And it was one of those things where the programming board at Pitt Johnstown just got this band at the right time, and they were affordable. And even though there were 50 people there, there's probably a couple thousand around these parts that say they were there that night.
Fantastic. Amazing how that works. You know, we've experienced that with our first Mill concert. You know, there were 1,500 people there, but strangely, the audience grew, you know, over the past. Yeah, it's kind of like Woodstock, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. What a story.
Yeah, and, pretty cool.
Were you there? Were you one of the people?
No,
who were there?
I was 11 years old at the time, and I was certainly aware in 1977 of the song Roxanne, because it was one of those songs that come on the radio. There have only been a few that I've heard like this, and I thought to myself, this is just different. You know, first time I heard Dire Straits' Sultans of Swing, you know, first time I heard Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana, those are songs that just hit me. And Roxanne was like that. That was just 1977, as you said, still holds up today.
Yeah, no, fantastic.
Check out the website. Johnstown Symphony Orchestra involved in so many things throughout our community. And James, I'm sure next year planning some things ahead. I'm curious to find out what some of these ideas are, because, again, the venues that you've played, the music that you've done, always new, always challenging, and just extremely interesting. So thank you for what you're doing here in this community.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We love being a part of this community and celebrating what we have here. And next season, we'll be very excited to share with everyone. We have a really exciting season planned.
James Blatchley, music director, Johnstown Symphony Orchestra. Always enjoy these conversations, James, and keep doing what you do. Really do appreciate your time today, sir.
Thank you, Bo. Looking forward to seeing you again soon.
That's the Bowmore PA Podcast. If you have a charity, upcoming event, or 501c3, and you want to be featured in an upcoming episode, you can email me, producer Russ, at rbeckett@7mountainsmedia.com. R-B-E-C-K-E-T-T at the number 7mountainsmedia.com. Keith Jagan back here for more news on what's going on in our area. It's the Bowmore PA Podcast.